is KAYT. This is Gospel Radio at its very best. 88.1 KAYT.
Of this station. The views expressed belong to its participants and are not necessarily those of the management staff of KAYT.
This is God's Spoken Word with Prophet Johnson Lee Simpson Jr. and Sister Louisa. Now, today's broadcast.
PAW, Pentecostal, Apostolic. Hallelujah, told me the other day that a lot of these apostolic preachers have took the name apostolic off their church. That means you denying him, boy. I said, that means you denying him. He said, if you deny me before men, I'll deny you before my father.
Who's right?
Who's wrong? Mm-hmm. Who's going to hell?
Yes.
Thank you, Jesus. Jesus, come, and we might have life and have it more abundantly. Who's right? The word don't never change. He's the same yesterday,
today and forever.
The word never changes. I see the women that went back and put the pants on. I see the women's sanctified women that went back and put their jib on and their makeup on. And they said, hallelujah, that was all right then, but now there's a new day. Well, if you tell me you say that, you calling God a liar. For he said, be holy.
I am holy.
I'm a holy God. Have a seat. Come up, both shot now. He said, I present you, brother, by the mercy of God, that you present your body a living sacrifice. Holy.
Hallelujah.
Have a shot now. Holy. That's all he's going to stand for. Holiness. Who's right?
Who's right? Who's wrong?
And who's wrong?
Hit
it, baby. Hit it, baby. Hit it.
Who's right? Who's wrong? Who's going to hell? It's time to come on and live for Jesus.
Yes, yes.
It's time to get baptized in Jesus' name, filled with the Holy
Ghost. Hey, baby, say it.
And speaking in tongues, walk holy, talk holy. He said, be holy. I am a holy God.
Yes, sir.
Ain't got no way but being holy. If I got to be holy, you got to be holy too.
Amen.
It's time for y'all to come on and get saved.
Come on, get saved.
Stop wearing that, cutting your hair, dyeing your hair red. Wearing no tight britches, no tight skirts, and no splits way up there. Take them off. Lord said, be holy. You got to look like a holy woman, a holy man of God. He called it for holy. He ain't going to accept nothing else but holiness.
Yes.
I tell you, God loves you. We love you. Crying out for your soul. Come on, get saved. That's not hard. That's the best thing that ever happened to me when I got saved, got baptized, and living for Jesus. I'm happy every day of my life. I'm enjoying Jesus every day of my life.
Yes.
I ain't got nothing to be sad or worried about. He promised to take care of us. He's doing that what he said. He said, I'll supply all of your needs according to your riches.
Amen.
God take care of us. We ain't got to ask for nothing.
Amen.
God do it for us.
Hallelujah.
All you got to do is live for Jesus. He'll supply your need. All he wants you to come on and live for him. He said, get baptized in my name. Take on my name. I love you.
Yes, Lord.
Come on, get baptized. Jesus waiting with his arm wide open. He loves you.
Amen.
He loves you.
Amen.
Crying out for your soul.
Thank you,
who's
Jesus.
Who's going right? Who's wrong? Who's going to hell?
All right. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank God Almighty. God spoke
thank
to
you,
Moses
Jesus.
And told Moses to go to each of
thank
us and tell Pharaoh to let my peoples go. Y'all know the story.
Yes, Lord,
hallelujah.
Lord.
After Moses went over there and God did all them pledges, Lord sent 10 pledges.
Amen.
Pharaoh found and let the peoples go. And after the people got on this side, God spoke to him in Leviticus 18 and 22. He said, thou shalt not, he spoke to him, hallelujah, in Leviticus 20 and 7. He said, sanctify yourself, therefore, and be holy. For I am the Lord your God.
Yes.
Otherwise, you got to be holy.
Holy.
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
See them, the women went to Egypt while they was in there, they put on different things. They put on makeup and all that paint and all them head rings over in Egypt. But when they got back on this side, God told them, sanctify yourself. That's what he's saying today. The women, they not sanctify themselves. The men not sanctify themselves. They don't look holy.
Amen.
They don't act holy. They don't
praise
talk
him.
Holy. God was telling me just this morning, too much calumny among the saints.
Yes,
they'll put up on the Facebook, and they get on the radio, and they say all kind of old foolishness things, and they're so playful and full of folly and vain jangling and running their mouth for hallelujah. And they got a bad habit. The devil done put a lie among the church folk with that bad lie. I ain't seen you in a minute. That's a lie from the pit of hell.
So
and the Bible said in Revelation 21:8, the fearful and the unbeliever and a dirger and a murderer and all liars, sir. And all liars, sir. Come God, am I going to have their part in the lake. If it's not the truth, it's a lie. Who's right? Who's wrong? And who's going to hell? He said, the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life. Who's right?
Who's
wrong? And who's going to hell? Well, the sinner's going to hell. Well, the backslider's going to hell. Well, the whoremonger's going to hell. Well, the gambler's going to hell. Well, the hypocrites and the false prophet going to hell. How y'all both see come up both shot now? Oh, the scissor man and the lesbian one going to hell. The gambler going to hell. God, they've been in church for years. on their way to hell because they won't repent. They won't live right. They won't do right. They can't love right. They set up in the treasure with unforgiveness in your heart.
Amen.
Jesus said in the 6th chapter of Matthew, hallelujah, hallelujah, come on. If you don't forgive your brother, hallelujah, Heavenly Father won't forgive you. Hallelujah.
Amen.
You're going to die and go to hell with that unforgiving sin in you. God Almighty. Set up in church on their way to hell. Preaching on their way to hell. Singing songs of Zion on their way to hell. Praying on their way to hell. Who's wrong?
Who's wrong?
It's God Almighty. All scriptures is for our inspiration.
Amen.
The Bible says, let me tell you something. The Bible is a roadmap.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Lead us to heaven. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you.
That's why Isaiah picked up in the Isaiah the 25th and 8th verse. Said, Highway. Everybody can walk on that highway.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
Praise
who's right? The Bible is right. The word is right.
Yes,
he said, I'm the mighty God. I change nothing. Hallelujah. But by what
Thank
I said yesterday,
Jesus.
I mean today.
Yes.
If it was holy in 1919, it's holy in 2022.
Yes.
If it was holy in 1955, it's holy in 2022. God don't change. Man change.
Yes.
Man done took down. Got these women walking in God's house with anything on. Looking like hot mamas. Looking like whole mamas. God of
mine.
Man look like dap daddies and sugar daddies and sweet daddies. Talking about you save. Save for what? God
Almighty,
talking about you got the Holy Ghost. What kind of Holy Ghost you got that allow you to dress like that? What kind of Holy Ghost you got, woman? Allow you to walk around with all your knees, how your thighs
you,
and your low cut blouse, and got the audacity to come into the God's house.
Amen.
God Almighty, who's right?
Who's
preacher
right?
God gonna get you.
Yes, Lord.
Preacher God gonna get you.
Hallelujah.
He told Ezekiel to see the righteous in the unrighteous. Had any unrighteous, and you don't cry out against them, the blood gonna be over your hands. You better warn the people.
Amen.
No, you can't make them live right, but you can keep them out the choir stand. You can keep them off the instrument. How you can keep them out that pulpit. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you,
who's right? Who's wrong? Who's going to hell?
Yes, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
2 Peter and 1:20 said, knowing this, first, that no prophet of the scripture is of any private interpretation. Ain't nothing hard about this woman.
No,
thank you, Jesus.
No,
ain't nothing hard.
Nothing
you got to live right.
Live
you
right.
Got to live right.
Yes, thank
you, Jesus. The Bible is right, and the Bible ain't going to change.
No, that
thank
right.
you, Jesus. For 2 Peter 1:21 said, for the prophet came not in old time by the will of man. But the prophet had it. God, help me, Lord. For the prophet came not in old time, but by the will of man, but the holy man after the spirit of the word, the prophet didn't come by the man himself, but by the Holy Ghost, they had to lay them to write the scriptures up. How I the Bible tell us, hey, we got to line up on the Bible.
Yes,
we got to line up on the line.
Uh-huh.
Who's right?
Preach
thank you, Jesus. Who's wrong? Thank you, Jesus.
Yes,
oh, thank you, Jesus. Say, 1 John 2:15 said, love not the world, neither the thing that in the world. Any man.
Love the world.
Any woman.
Love the Father.
Love the world. Love on the Father. I can tell the way you walk. You don't love the Lord.
Amen.
I can tell you while you put that stuff on them Facebook. How with your dressed up stuff, with your tight clothes on, with your split horn there. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank
with
you,
your high heel shoes on, with your toenails out. Sometimes you say, save for what? You need
Jesus.
To turn on and be saved. Hallelujah. God called him for holiness.
Yes,
he got up. He said, come out from among them
and be separated.
Who's right? The Bible's right.
You,
who's wrong? You wrong if you're not led by the Bible. And who's going
Thank
to hell?
You,
if you're a sinner, you're going to hell.
Amen.
Oh, unrighteousness is going to hell.
Thank you,
Jesus. He said, I come to save sinners from their sin. That's why he died. He died for us.
Hallelujah.
He died for me. He died for you. Hey, thank you, Jesus. Who's right?
Who's right?
Who's wrong? Who's going to hell? Hey, that's why we got to line up with Acts 2:38, which said, repent, every one of you.
Yes.
Hallelujah. The Holy Ghost, well, the preacher done told him that. You ain't got to speak in tongues to have no one. He's a little pit of hell. He going to hell, and you going to hell too. But the blind, leave the blind. They all going to the ditch. The ditch is hell. Who's right? The Bible is right. The Holy Bible.
Yes,
I'm so glad. I'm so glad. I'm so glad I got it.
Like
and I got it like the Bible says. I'm so glad that I was baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. I'm so glad that I was filled with the Holy Ghost, with the evidence of speaking with tongue. I'm so glad I can walk up and live a perfect and upright life. And the preachers, the lying demons, the lying hypocrites, talking about, hallelujah, you can't live perfect. You can't live perfect. Oh, you better live perfect if you want to go to heaven. Hallelujah. Who's right? Who's wrong?
Who's going to hell?
Who's going to hell? Oh, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Lord, thank
you. You've been listening to God's Spoken Word with Prophet Johnson Lee Simpson, Jr. and Sisters for Jesus. You can find them at P.O. Box 8321, Alexandria, Louisiana, 71301. Or phone them at 919-394-8262. Be sure to join us next time for God's Spoken Word. Crime Stoppers pays up to $2,500 for information leading to an arrest. Crime Stoppers pays, and you never give your name, and you never appear in court. No one knows but you and Crime Stoppers. Crime Stoppers reports the crime to the police, so you're never involved. Your life, your family, your home, your neighborhood. They're too precious to just give it to criminals. Get paid up to $2,500. 443-7867. 443-STOP. Don't ignore crime in your neighborhood. If you see something, know something, then say something. Crime Stoppers. 443-7867. 443-STOP. KAYT, Monroe, West Monroe, 98.9. Yeah.
So many times we feel lost because we've strayed away. So
Remorseful, I stand.